Welcome back to another episode of Behind the Fence podcast, a podcast about the American prison and jail system.
Yeah.
We've got our hosts here, myself, Phoenix. We've got Charlotte.
Hey.
David.
Hey.
And Johnny.
What's up, guys?
This is the first episode that we're actually recording all together. Johnny was living up in the Bay. David's usually somewhere else, and now we finally got together during quarantine.
You never even met him
until
today.
I haven't even met Johnny in real life, IRL, until today. And you know what? It works. It's
crazy
fine.
Life.
Anyway, so today we're kind of talking about some fun topics, kind of all over the place. But, Charlotte, what happened recently? Because apparently everything exciting happens to Charlotte.
Listen, just because I'm single and ready to mingle, I get messages from guys in jail that...
Where are these websites where you're finding people
in
jail?
Listen, first of all, I'm not finding them, they're finding me. Let's get that straight, first of all. Second of all, I was showing David earlier the picture of the guy, and David, what did you say that he was doing?
The cholo pose.
Wait, one more time, closer to the mic.
The cholo pose. How homies stand when they're in jail and out, actually, too.
I feel like you need to describe this in descriptive words. I feel like this is a Johnny situation.
So, the cholo pose.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more. NPR style.
Okay. A lot of them, they go just with the top button and they'll unbutton the rest, you know, and they kind of have it just flaying out a little bit.
Sick.
The button
like
shirt, you get the long sleeve buttons.
Sexual.
And then the feet, it's all about the feet. And I swear to God, you'll see these people take 10 minutes to get their feet in the right position. And they will like inch them together. And
it's
you got to get it like in a perfect L, but you got to get it the right way to where you can still squat. But
hold up. We have an ad. Hold, please.
And look like a gangster in the picture and still be able to throw up gang signs without like tripping and falling. So it takes a skill like to be able to balance and do that, but...
But don't they hike up their shorts while they're doing it?
Yeah, they like pull up their... Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Put their hands where their non-existent belt is.
They like are hike... Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Where does lean like a cholo come in play with this stance?
I don't know, but I was in jail with the dude who wrote that song's cousin.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, he was my celly.
I think that's more so
perfect.
My cousin wrote Lean Like a Cholo. I was like, bullshit. And then he actually showed me. I was like, oh, cool.
So, Lean Like a Cholo, I think that's more so when you're driving. You have your left hand on the wheel.
No,
and you're
that's
leaned all the way back.
Elbows out, side to side. It's like
I know, but I'm saying that's
thing,
what,
right?
She asked where it came from. That's my guess. Talking about when they're driving.
Elbows up, side to side? Isn't like they're elbowing their enemies?
Yeah,
like,
when you're driving.
It is the whitest conversation we've ever had.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you've got Charlotte over here rowing a boat with her arms.
No, it's the lean. You put like your fists together and you lean side
elbows
like your elbows
out,
go up and
side
down,
to
like a
side.
Teeter-totter.
And you're the only Hispanic one here, so you know what,
that's
you're right.
That's true. That's actually true.
Well, is that why you're attracting such stand-up men?
Apparently. I don't know how happened.
What sites are you on?
This is my question. What
Listen,
sites are you on?
First of all, I have like an actual matchmaker who like matches you with people, but I told her that I was on this website and she laughed. And she was like, first, let me just tell you, don't respond to anybody. But it can be more of like an entertaining amusement thing. So that's really what it is. So I just log on every once in a while.
It's
and look
for
at the
our
messages.
Podcast. That is all it's for.
What is it?
He has a pen in his hand. What is it?
I'm like embarrassed to say because it's like the like
POF?
Even she was like, dude, don't respond
POF?
To anybody. And
I was
going to
say, throw him under the bus. Tell him where it's at.
Wait, I didn't know POF attracted like.
POF is the.
Sponsor us, POF, because we're here for
when
you.
When I was in fire camp, a lot of dudes would be on POF and they would talk to girls and stuff and they would get them to start bringing them drops and stuff like that.
But I think that was before Tinder and all this stuff was the thing.
No, Tinder and those things were still around, but like when you're in jail, like they were just, I don't know, they were.
In defense of POF, my best friend met her husband on that site.
Interesting.
But neither one of them have been to jail.
There's always an exception to the rule, Charlotte.
Yeah.
I hope you realize that, right?
That's originally why I set up.
You can justify Tinder saying the same thing. Right?
Okay, you've been on POF, but did you meet Kaylee on POF?
No.
Exactly. So
no,
this is our point.
Kaylee's
no.
high quality.
Oh, are you saying that couple that met on POF isn't high quality?
First of all,
I hope you're listening.
You need to
first
back
day.
That up.
She's like, can you edit that out, please? I'm like, absolutely not.
No.
This is gold. All right, so you've got this really, really stand-up guy hitting you up. What did he say other than this, like, really cool stance that he's got going on here?
Hold on, I can read it to you.
Oh, yes.
He said...
Can we just say, by the way,
Is he acknowledging that he's incarcerated? Is he pretending that it's an old picture?
I mean, it's all pictures of him. What was the one that he was in a bunk? You could tell.
It was someone who's like standing in front of his bunk, and you could tell it's a day room. So he's in like level one or level two because it's got to be bunk living. Like this you one has don't
like
have number. A cell.
Like look at this picture. This one has like numbers above it.
Why did he cuff his sweats? Oh no, where'd it go? I don't want to see other people.
His name is Young Studda.
Wait, one more time. Young Studda.
That checks out. Makes a lot of sense.
Wait, can I read this message you sent you? All right. Hey, gorgeous. How much did it take the polar bear to break the ice?
Is that really what it says?
Yeah.
I didn't even read it.
I threw up a little bit.
Sounds like a douche.
He really likes to work out, cook, and have fun. He's 20.
Click on the picture.
He says, I'm 25 from the 707s.
Yeah, there's an S on that. I'm not sure.
Young Studda, I seek you peeking, but you ain't speaking. Bruh. These pictures are stand up. I don't even think that these are the same guy.
That looks like a different person.
I think they're different people.
Those look like different people.
They're all in the same cell. All three they share of them. The same phone.
You got three boyfriends in one message. Here you are.
They all share the same phone.
Wait, it says ACR? Can you tell what?
It's CDCR. That's just going to be any... When standard. You're on a prison, like, that's after reception. In reception, you wear orange, and then once you get to mainline, you wear prison blues. And so that's what you wear at any prison you're at until you go to fire camp. Fire camp, you're back in orange. But
damn.
When you're on the yard, you're wearing prison blues.
Damn. Okay, so I have a real question. I was talking to Charlotte about this. It's like, okay. Actually, I was talking to David about this, and I want your opinion. Mm. If we got David on OnlyFans.
On what?
OnlyFans?
No.
Oh, no.
Since quarantine, it's for females to charge people for
anything.
Naked photos or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, but photos of my feet would work
and
on there,
so
too.
So that's
Kaylee
the only...
Kaylee and me have been talking about selling, like,
we've
feet
talked about
and
this.
And
yeah.
But this,
yeah.
That's the only time I've ever heard anything about OnlyFans is for girls doing that. So when I hear Phoenix today tell me I should make an OnlyFans, that's the first thing that goes to my mind. And I'm wondering what the hell you're thinking.
Because you would fit the demo. This is my marketing side coming out. Yeah. You would fit the demographic of women that are hungry for guys that, like, went to prison and or jail. And then we talked about that guy, what's his name, sorry,
famous mugshot.
Yes, the famous mugshot. Oh. And he became a model because of it.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Jeremy Meeks.
Yeah, super hot guy with bright blue eyes, and I think he went in for like a really hard
minor.
Offense
no
it was something bullshit.
Yeah, it was stupid.
He was in petty. For some petty stuff.
Yeah, he's not a gangster.
Like,
no.
Yeah, no. Oh. It was like having a gun on him or something, but then he like ended up dating the girl that owns Topshop. Like, it was like a whole big thing. Like, he, like, went from zero to, like,
so why can't you be that, David? Why can't you step it up for all of us and get this sponsorship going for our podcast?
Well,
don't talk to me about my TikTok, because you're right. I do need to promote it. But what the fuck? This guy's married. You're not.
What am I going to post pictures of?
I don't know. We'll get creative. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Actually, guys, DM us. Our podcast, our podcast Instagram is
Behind the Fence Podcast.
Yeah. Send us a DM.
Mission. Let's find David a girl.
Ooh.
Preferably not incarcerated.
Join the club.
Yeah, not incarcerated.
Let's not talk about that.
We're not putting him in love after lockdown.
Let's not talk about that.
Wait, if I've applied for you and just took a bunch of random ass photos of you and sent it through to like a reality TV show.
Create a profile for me.
Shoot it.
Oh, I will. But what if you got accepted? Would you take it?
Accepted to what?
To like an audition for it.
An audition for what?
So if I
like, we had an audition for Sonic.
Bruh.
But we didn't do it.
Yeah, we didn't do it because we
didn't.
If they
want to blast my face all over, is that what you're talking about?
No, like if I applied to a show for you, right, on behalf of
you.
To
be on like The Bachelor.
To be on like Love After Lockup. Yeah. And then it's like, hey, David, it's ready for you.
You want me to show up for the content? And then bounce him to kick
dude,
rocks.
Dude, I want to be on, like, Big Brother. I think that shit would be
or Convicted
dope.
Films.
I don't think
we can
ever be on any of those shows.
Survivor.
Wait, really no, unless you came forward saying, hey, I'm a convicted felon, and people love and eat that shit up.
Yeah,
they won't let us be on the show.
Why wouldn't they?
Because it's against the rules. They won't let you. You can't qualify for, like, like, you gotta fill out that thing, and they won't let you.
I guess doing crimes really takes the perks out of life.
I can't be on
TV.
Survivor or Amazing Race, and I would fucking dominate
naked
that
and afraid.
Shit, dude.
Naked and Afraid? Wait, that's just a naked cult, let's be real. Oh, man. Well, anyway, I'm so glad that we got into this.
For the record, Minx did get arrested.
Have you ever been naked and afraid?
Firearm.
Not. I mean, that's a little deep.
Johnny,
don't you think?
Did you really just ask that?
Twitter.
I love that he was so nonchalant about asking.
We're all talking about Minx. He's like, so have you guys been naked and afraid?
Because I sure have.
Good time.
The worst part of this podcast is that literally, whether it's recording or not, this is what's being said.
Yeah. So Andrew, I've forgotten that we were recording multiple times.
When you're 19 years old and got chicken legs and no tattoos and the big ass bulldog comes in who owns the yard, comes in to take a shower next to you, and he stands next to you, yeah, and you're naked and afraid.
I was like, wondering where is he going with that?
What's up, big dog? What's up? Don't look at my hair. He's got a fucking hammer for a freaking.
I'm gonna end this one.
That's what I was gonna ask you, but I didn't know if that was like such a weird question. It's like, y'all are showering next to each other. Are you guys kind of going like
mandatory pipe checks? Yeah, everyone is checking each other out.
Yeah, no, and even in
in Wasco, there was drought, so we could only shower every other day. And we had to share the showers with the blacks. So they would have it for an hour, then the whites would have it for an hour. And we would rotate. And when we would go in, there's one pole in the middle with four heads coming off it. There would be 16 white boys in there at one time, four guys to each head. And, like, all, like, just, like, dude, just, like, one's scrubbing, the other one's rinsing. Like, people are shaving each other's fucking junk and shit. Huh? Like, it was, like, the white boys don't give a fuck. Like, they're just, like.
Back it up.
There was a homie who literally was like, I don't know how to shave my balls. And my buddy's like, I got you, bro. And he's like, gets in there for him.
I just want to be very clear.
I'm just going to say that's not much different than my job as a wardrobe stylist.
Okay, what?
We would have white power country hour. We would like sing country music hella loud in the showers, like all the white boys, and everyone would look at us. Like it was a 200-man dorm, and they would look at like 15 naked white boys singing like Tim McGraw and shit, and they're just like, you guys are so gay.
Wait, I'm like, there's so many things we need to talk about.
Even at Todd Road, where I was at, it's an individual shower. There was one guy, one of my best friends in there. He just, everyone who was in the shower, he would come and open the shower and be like, pipe check. He's like, let me see that thing. And that's it. And then he'll just
walk away. Not weird?
They call it, like, it's in like, county jail, they call like it shower sharking, and like, you take it, like, you have one person showers in jail, and like, once you get to prison, like, you have to shower with a lot of people. Like, some of them, there's, like, 20 shower heads, and, like, there's just 20 people in there, and you're each to a head, and, like, but you're all, yeah, you're all naked. You're all right. Like, you're chopping it up with each other and shit.
Plus, you get strip searched with a gang of people. You get, you know, you're used to
being naked. You get really comfortable being naked really fast.
How does that lead to someone going, hey, bro, can you show me how to shave my balls? Like, to me, that's a whole leap. By the way.
I don't know. That was this kid, Brandon, who was a fucking kook.
I had a guy, and he was like, I've never shaved.
We're like, dude, really? And then Misfit's like, I got you, bro. Misfit has literally the Misfit logo. Goes tattooed on both his butt cheeks. So like, this guy doesn't give a fuck, and he's like, "Yeah, I got you, bro." And he goes in. Took him to work.
You're questioning how or what to put on your OnlyFans, yet you have all the inspiration and the storytelling here, right? You've got the butt cheeks with the Misfits. You put it with Sharpie, and then you do that. Someone asked if they could shave your butt.
Should have asked me, and he was one of my best friends. He's not gay.
He's one of my best.
He's been to prison a lot, but it's like he asked me, and he was butthurt that I wouldn't let him do it. When I was leaving the next morning.
I don't know if he's your best friend or your...
Shave your butt?
Yeah.
What?
He was like jokingly mad, like super mad.
Jokingly mad.
You even said you saw guys shave each other's junks, yeah.
I feel like we all know what's going on except for David.
Misfit, yeah, he like shaved someone's junk like in the shower, but that was just like, we're like all fucking around. Someone wanted you to shave your butt and he got mad about it.
One is not better than the other, Johnny.
I know, that's
enough. Misfit's like fucking around.
This story has gone way too far.
One is clearly better than the other. Hold on.
Way too far.
One is clearly
better.
No, my buddy wasn't seriously mad.
Hold on.
He's been in prison 5 times. He's an OG. I'm going to tell him this story. And he's going to be like, you made me out to be a bag, bro. What are you doing to me? I am not
All I heard was some guy was butthurt that he wouldn't let you shave his... He wouldn't let you shave your butt. Before you went home,
bro,
dude.
You're normalizing someone shaving your balls like it's no big deal.
No one shaved my balls. Someone else shaved someone else's balls, and that whatever.
What
that's
I'm saying
gay,
is, it's
though,
similar to
like,
that. It was jokingly like, "Hey,
bro,
you told me
you won't let me jokingly. Shave your ass."
What I'm saying, it was jokingly.
Fuck you, dog. I thought we were cool, bro.
It wasn't like that. You're taking this way blown out of proportion here.
Can we just make something really clear? women don't go in the shower and go, hey, do you want me to shave your, like, your vagina?
It was this
like, oh my god, that's so thoughtful. Oh, like, no. Get the fuck out of here.
I guarantee the youngsters get fucked with by the older guys. That's just how it is. So, like, there was these two youngsters. Both of them have uncircumcised
wieners.
Oh, I got stories about
that. They
got
covered wagons. So the guys made the two guys go up to each other and extend their foreskins over each other's, like, connect it.
I gotta put the title of this episode is literally explicit.
Yes.
Warning, explicit.
Parents,
explicit.
Please do not let your children listen to this, because I would never let my kids listen to this.
There's just, I mean, you're a bunch of dudes and you're bored. Like, people are, like, piercing each other's dicks. Like, people would get Jacob's ladders, like, get, like, piercings all up their dick. They would get chest pieces shoved in there.
I saw a guy who got. I met a guy who had the number 20.
You're a bunch of bored white dudes. Like, we do a bunch of dumb shit.
No, this guy had 20 tattooed on his ball sack for a 20 sack, and he had his ex-wife's name tattooed on his junk. And now he is currently married to someone else, but he's in prison. So
Taylor's got tattoos on his dick.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so what the fuck?
This is like a turn.
Okay.
Tattoos on your junk, huh?
It's just weird. Like, this is all my time in Wasco. When I was in Wasco, you're in reception, you're bored because you have no phones, you can't call your family, you only get commissary once a month. Like, you go to yard once every 2 weeks, maybe. Like, it was just, you're in this gym with 200 people, and you're just, all you got's each other, and you're just bored. Like, you just start coming up with shit to do, man. Like,
you tattoo your junk because you're bored?
Yeah, some people did.
Interesting.
Yeah. I pierced my eyebrow.
Okay.
Paperclip.
Paperclip?
Yeah.
Can we talk about the fact that in the very beginning...
Yeah, I got a bunch of jail tattoos.
In the very beginning of all this, I asked Johnny and David, you know, there's a lot of stereotypes of, like, gay things happening or, like, a lot of abuse happening here. I don't know
who wants to talk... Who was the biggest supporter that was like, no, there's nothing gay?
That would be Johnny, the one talking about people getting shit pierced and Jacob's ladders and, you know, shaving each other's balls and that's normal.
That's not right.
Now I realize I asked the wrong question.
Whoa. I would pierce my friend's dick if he asked me to. That's not gay. That doesn't make me gay.
Girls see each other naked more than guys do, and that's
Charlotte never asked me to pierce anything down there. She doesn't even ask me to pierce her ears.
No. You've also never been bored in prison.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
I've heard of guys.
You're just
I don't know. I'm a very creative person.
For years on end, right? Like, you get, it's just like the boys. Like, he's like, oh, dude, here. Like, I'm trying to fucking get my shit pierced. It's going to be dope. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, help me out. Okay, I got you, dog.
We're doing it at 5 and cell 138. Come over, bro.
Dick piercings in 138.
But no, I know a guy who the string in the underwear for some reason is really strong. People use it to tie around staples to do tattoos and stuff. And this one guy used that. He used it to
saw their tongue.
Yeah, he split his tongue in half.
Split their tongue.
He put the sharp. He sharpened.
They use guitar string or they'll use like other shit. Yeah.
He sharpened the end of an afro pick, broke off a piece, pierced it through his tongue. And it went with string back and forth like
saws
it forward.
That's how you do it.
Aren't there blood vessels there that if
it's
you aren't
super
careful,
dangerous, you're bleeding? Dude, my buddy Brandon everywhere. Did it in his cell and he split the whole, like almost an inch of his tongue. Just split the last half of it. That's so crazy.
What?
I would never do anything like that.
Well, okay. Fuck.
I mean, that's a lot of this shit I just watched. I'm laughing my ass off just watching at this stuff. But yeah, there's a lot of goofy people and a lot of stupid stuff that happens. It's not necessarily gay stuff that happens, but it's like borderline just because you're just all bros hanging out with each other being retarded.
Anybody who hears this stuff who hasn't been to jail thinks, oh, you guys are all gay.
Yeah.
But
no,
if you've been to jail, you get it.
Okay,
go ahead.
We're in quarantine right now, which is basically like being in jail and prison. And we do some really fucked up weird shit. Like,
right,
I started cooking.
Right.
So,
like, if we started the California politics,
like the day I, the first time I ever left county jail, I was like 19. I had just done my first little, like, real stint. Like, I'd done 75 days or whatever. And the two older dudes, right before I leave, they tackle me into the closet and they give me fat hickeys on my neck. Two dudes.
That's
you
not gay.
You guys heard my story.
Place fat hickeys on my neck right before I leave.
Can I tell you my story about the gay guy giving me a hickey on my inner thigh?
No, what?
What?
I had no choice.
How Johnny's looking at you all longingly, like, this is amazing.
No, it was either be held down by 5 or 6 big, strong white boys and let the gay Asian dude give me hickeys all over my neck and walk outside and have him see that, or have him, quote-unquote, give me a hickey, and then it actually didn't even sting because he didn't do it long enough. and then I had to rub my leg for an hour to pretend to make them think it actually was a hickey. Because they told me if it's not a real hickey, if there's no mark, he's doing it again. And here's some big white boys.
And you guys, like, don't think that's weird?
No,
like,
big deal.
It's like
I
want to
know how you dealt with it.
It's
were just, you just, like, in a different area in your head where
no,
you're like,
yeah,
this
because
is a hot
I told him,
Maxim model?
Well, here's the thing. He's gay. No, I did not go that way. No, he wanted, no, he's gay. So, and he's always been, like, low-key hitting on me the full 7 months I was in there. And so I looked at him and I said, if you make a noise, if you smile, I will punch you in the, I will, you know, I don't like cussing on here, but I'll punch you in the mouth. You know what I mean? And so, and I had like six of my friends watching and laughing the whole time outside the cell. Yeah, it was the most awkward 30
seconds of my
life.
Johnny, you had hickeys on your neck. Tell us more.
Yeah, that sucked because the next day, it was a Saturday night, and I went to church the next day. And I went in the clothes that I got arrested in, so I'm wearing these baggy sweats that say, like, Santa Cruz on the side. I'm like, I look like a total, like, little wannabe gangster. I'm traded the shoes that I, because in Santa Cruz, you can wear your shoes from the streets in jail. They give them to you. So I had my shoes, and I traded them to a dude in there because I was being nice to a guy who didn't have nice shoes. And he gave me his jail shoes, but they had swastikas on them and FCDC and F-Cops and ESSC and gang stuff all over it. And I had to wear those shoes and stuff to church the next day with hickeys all over my neck. And, like, people, Kim Utility comes up to me and is like, what the heck?
Everyone's like, we need to pray on
you. Yeah, like, what happened to you? Didn't you just get out of jail?
Are you the pastor's kid?
Perfect, yeah. Perfect. Can't wait for your family to listen.
I would have loved Dad to introduce you to people to today, that day.
Well, so...
He was like, no, I only have three kids.
Well, with that being said, I got dinner in the oven. Super stoked to be back and going. Now that we took a little break because David got a new job since our last episode, which was like
about,
a big deal.
About time.
Mm-hmm. Super solid. And Johnny and Kaylee moved
been
here.
Busy moving, yep. So now we're now we're set up. We can be more consistent.
No, stoked. And we're on the up and up. So, like, stay tuned with us. Check out our this is our podcast. Check out our Instagram at
Behind the Fence Podcast.
And send us a DM. Any type of comments to this episode, because it's probably our wildest one.
Would you like to see pictures of the guy that sent me the message?
Mm.
There you go.
If we get 100 listens on this, you'll release that.
And give
you
feedback.
Go on a date with David.
Vote on if you think I should make an OnlyFans.
Oh my God. Yeah. Vote if you think. If
give
we
us
hit.
But if
feedback.
You know what I look like, don't, because I know what's going to happen.
All right, well, we're always stoked to be here. I'm out. This is Phoenix.
Charlotte.
I'm Charlotte.
David.
And Johnny.
Peace, guys.
Bye, guys.
Check you later.